Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA once again. Good to have you back, and good to be back, folks. Saturday here in the USA, and we have a guest on with us this morning, and I've been hearing a lot about this guest. I just don't know any more than what I've heard. But I've had some good friends tell me you got to get Barry Seamus on your show, and I've heard that he's been on other programs, and he's a very enlightening guest who knows a lot about Israel and the war and what's going on over there. And so we're just happy to have him on with us today. I've been working over his website for about an hour now. What a website. I mean, it's fantastic. What is on this website here, and I could take probably 2 days to go over his website and not see everything that's on there. And so I will have Barry introduce himself here in just a moment, but I want to say to you that I'm here at our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and as all of you know, or I know we have new listeners every week, I'm a retired police officer from the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona. And for 25 years, I've been volunteering my time to help educate our police and soldiers to who the true enemies of God and liberty are in America, and about these international crime cabals that control most of the nations in the world. And that's me, and I'm here volunteering my time again this morning. Been here since 7 o'clock this morning, and anxious to do the program. And so without further ado, let's bring up Barry Seamus. Barry, are you there?
I am indeed.
Well, it's good to have you with us this morning. Could you kind of introduce yourself, Barry, to our listeners? Because I've been on your website here trying to find a bio on you, and I can't seem to find a bio.
I should contact you. Sure. Look, in Israel, I'm really known for one book, a lot, and that's Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? I wrote a book and I proved that Yitzhak Rabin was not murdered by the person sitting in prison for the murder.
Uh-huh.
Now,
okay. All right. Listen, I hear our music coming up. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes, Barry.
With Kelly,
folks,
briefly,
I want you to get a pencil and paper, folks, and be ready to copy down some information. And we'll be right back after these important messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Back now at the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have on with us Barry Shamish today, and I am just thrilled. I'm going over his website for about an hour anyway now, and what a astonishing amount of information he has on his website here that we here at our two police and military associations have not seen before. And so let's go right back to Barry. Barry, now you're explaining as to who you are and why you do what you do. Go right ahead.
Why? I have no idea. I just tripped on this Rabin murder about 10 years ago, and the more I investigated, I thought it was phony. I gathered the information, I put out a book, and the book became a hit in Israel. It made all the best-selling charts. And it became a conventional hit. So I got known in Israel, and then I had to find out who murdered Rabin, and then I became conspiratorial. There's a world out there. I had no idea this world existed. Now, when I tried tracing that, look, who actually killed Rabin wasn't that big a problem, but Shimon Peres. Okay, that wasn't the problem. I traced that. The person who pulled the trigger was his bodyguard named Yoram Rubin. And the go-between was the head of the Shabakai Secret Services. His name was Kaimi Gilon. That was the conspiracy. And it wasn't all that hard. It took a while. It took almost 5 years till I got a proof I've got films of Paris telling how the murder took place, and I show them, by the way, my lectures, and people are stunned that he could be so crazy as to actually tell people how the murder took place.
Sounds like the Kennedy assassination.
I don't think he ever got the murder to go on film and say how he did it.
Yeah.
In this case, Shimon Peres goes on and tells the right number of bullets, where they were placed, the whole thing. Only someone who could have been inside would have known what he knew. Besides which, when I give this lecture, and I've given this lecture 650 times on every continent except Antarctica, but you know, maybe even the penguins will wake up someday. This is such an obvious murder.
Yeah.
Once you put it all together. And we've got Paris at the murder scene. You got him looking for Bean's car and gathering the forces together and asking him what's going on inside the car. It turns out they had a passenger that they didn't want, the driver's daughter. It's actually very dramatic what happened on the night of the murder. But there you have Paris organizing the whole thing captured on film. And I go and, you know, I definitely go through what happened, and I explained why Paris murdered me. He wanted to be prime minister. But there was another reason. Rabin wanted out of this Oslo peace accord. Now, Rabin was not a good guy most of his life. He was really kind of a phony hero. He was not a brave soldier. He was a cowardly soldier. There's an Israeli academic history professor named Uri Milstein who has written the Rabin file, and he's written a history of the War of Independence, which shows that Rabin ran from battle. He left his men to die. He was not... Let's put it this way. They advanced bad people in Israel. This has been going on since the state began.
Yeah,
They found that if a person is ranked high in the military and he's really got a lot to hide, he's going to be a very, very acquiescent prime minister someday.
I see, yeah.
And I saw this in the military, by the way. I got to tell you, the worst of my officers rose and advanced, and the very sympathetic and intelligent ones stayed behind, and I couldn't understand. Neither could my soldiers. Why does the IDF advance as bad soldiers? And then we find out that they eventually get into politics, and they can be used. The worst of the lot, I think, maybe is Ehud Barak, who is Israel's most decorated soldier. Ehud Barak deliberately sent a group of religious soldiers to their deaths. He, along with Amnon Mitzna, in a valley called Jacob's Valley, Sultan Yaakov, in Lebanon, to make sure that Begin didn't win that war. They actually killed religious soldiers to screw up Begin. Begin was winning the war. The Christians and the Jews would have had a good alliance. Lebanon and Israel would have been the best of friends. We would have fought against the Islamic onslaught against both our people. Well, that's not what the labor Zionists, and by the way, there are two Zionists. You can stop me if I'm losing you, but there was a wonderful Zionism that the history books now claim was nothing short of Nazism, and that was the Zionism. It was called revisionist Zionism in the 30s. It was run by one Jabotinsky. Menachem Begin was, and Yitzhak Shamir, they were the last members of the Chirut Party right now to hold power. Right now, there is not even one member of Chirut in the Israeli Knesset. This is what Israelis prefer. However, a man named Sharon, Ariel Sharon, and Henry Kissinger, in 1974, cooked up a plan where Sharon would take his left-wing political party, Shlom Tzion, and join it with Begin's party, Chirut, and absolutely and totally destroy it from within. And that's what Sharon did. He ruined the Israeli, well, call it the right-wing party, call it the nationalist or the patriotic party, but they were honest. And what's taken over since with Olmert and Peres, supposedly on opposite ends of the political spectrum, it's been nothing short of a disaster for the Israeli people.
I see. So would you say it's a left-wing party?
I say it's a party run by the Council on Foreign Relations in Manhattan.
Okay.
Okay, I'd say they take their orders from abroad. Their orders for this Lebanon war have nothing to do... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, if somebody calls in, you get that noise. I apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
What the Israeli people think they got in this party is not what they got. They got themselves foreign rulers. Now, they've had them all the time, but they didn't have a foreign ruler in Menachem Begin. And they just crucified the man. They turned him into the world's biggest fascist. He was the only truly honorable leader Israel ever had.
Menachem Begin. Huh?
Every poll ever taken in Israel in the last 20 years asking who is the best prime minister has Begin leading 2-1. This is, in fact, the last prime minister of Israel who wasn't controlled by the world. He wasn't controlled by the Vatican, and by the way, Shimon Peres, and we can do this, by the way. If you want to, I'll give you a tremendously awful story explaining how Shimon Peres is the Vatican spy inside the Israeli government. And I do mean spy for the Vatican.
Who is that now?
Shimon Peres.
Oh, Shimon Peres is spying
number
for the Vatican.
Number two in Israel.
Spying for the Vatican.
A spy, an agent, and the evidence, by the way, is so thoroughly documented.
Oh, I'd sure like to see that, Barry. Yeah.
You name when I can start at any time.
Is it on your website?
I don't know. I frankly don't know. I don't run the website.
Someone
in Jerusalem runs it. And, by the way, it's www.barrychamish, BarryChamish.com. But if you see a book you want to order, email me directly.
Okay.
Chamish, B-A, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, B-A, @gmail.com, because they can't mail it out. I'm in America. I've got some books here. And the man in Israel just cannot mail out books.
Okay, so well, listen, Barry, would you give out that address again for them to order the books and give it out slower, would you?
Okay. Chamish, B-A, C-H-A-M-I-S-H-B-A, @gmail.com.
Okay,
Gmail. Gmail.com.
Okay, Gmail like in George Mail, Gmail. Okay,
right.
So it's
I left you a phone number yesterday. Do you have it?
I do have the phone number, yeah.
You may give that out.
Okay.
If anyone wants to hire me to speak,
okay.
This is the number. I, by the way, give several speeches. One is on the Vatican, what you just heard, and I'll be more than happy to tell you how Shimon Peres has screwed the Jewish people for the Vatican. The other is the Ravina assassination. That's the most complete lecture. By the way, I will talk about this war. No matter what I speak about, I will talk about this dreadful war. And the third one is the real war. It's called the secret war against the settlers. How they killed the leaders, how they killed the rabbis of the settlers, how they killed anyone that could have promoted any sort of resistance. They killed them all off, and the settlers now will, well, if they survive this war. And by the way, that is far from assured that Israel is going to come out of this war the victor. There's a real chance that they're losing this war and losing it real good right now.
Yes, a lot of things we're very concerned about here at our two police and military associations. We have a lot of good Jewish, as you know, soldiers and police officers that we deal with all the time, and they're very concerned that Israel's being set up by its own leaders to be bombed,
yeah.
You know, to get this war going, this World War III going. I don't know how you feel about that.
You got it right. Israel is being set up right now that its people are dying. So far, the number of dead is remarkably low. It's only like 52, if you consider that low.
Yeah.
But the number of people hurt in that country is approaching 1,000.
Wow. Okay. Well, hold on, Barry. We have a break coming up, folks. Get your pencils and papers. This is so fascinating, and it is so important to all of us today that may very well be drawn into these Middle East wars even deeper. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Turned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. We have a true expert on who has lived in Israel for years, expert on Israel and things that are going on that all of us need to know about, folks, because as we talk on our police and military program here, we see the Middle East war expanding because we've seen the actual marching orders of the international criminals that control America and the international criminals that control Israel. And we're going into Iran and Syria. There's no question about it, unless we can awaken the American people and say no, and the Israeli people and say no, because what we have discovered through our Jewish brothers and sisters here that contact us all the time is they believe that there's going to be a huge bombing of Israel, all planned and pushed for by the leadership of Israel, to cause this World War III against the Arabs all over the world. And remember, folks, we have 1.2 billion Arabs across the world. And if that fire is ever lit, we are going to have a world war like we've never seen before in the history of man. And sadly, the Israeli people are going to pay dearly with their lives in that situation. And none of us want to see that happen. Let's go back to Barry now. Barry, continue on, brother.
Yeah, first the phone number. By the way, your police association, please invite me. I'll give you the Rabin breakdown on how to, and really how to solve a murder. I solved this murder.
Okay.
And Israeli people agree.
All right. Let me give out your phone number here, folks. If you want to get a hold of Barry and schedule him for programs of any kind, you can talk to him by calling 918 area code. 918 area code 482-2333. That's 482-2333. Once again, 418 area code 482-2333. Okay, Barry, go right ahead.
Okay, we'll put Rabin on the hot burner for now.
Okay.
I think actually with you it would be a really good topic. But since we're on Lebanon, which is a more hot topic, at this point, you gotta please understand, for 12 years I have been shouting that they are going to use Israel to start something bad. I shouted it from the first day of the Oslo Accord, but I really shouted it in December of 1993 when I interviewed one of the two negotiators of the Oslo Accord, Ron Pundak. Now, I tell this story quite a lot because it's not every day that I have such inside information.
Yes.
Now, I was at a Hanukkah party. I know people from all kinds of sectors of the Israeli political map, and this was a leftist sector. And the host of the party said to me, "Do you want to interview Ron Pundak?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, why not? What can you say? You're interviewing one of the two negotiators of this horrible Oslo Accord. It's a pretty good deal."
Yeah.
Now, the accord, or the Declaration of Principles approving the accord, was signed September 23rd, a couple months before. And when I met him, he was just so proud. And I'm not religious, and I don't wear a kippah, so he thought I was one of him, and one of him deserved to be bragged to. And he bragged for 2 hours. And it's all down in my books. I believe Save Israel has the Pundak meeting, the name of the book. Nevertheless, he told me many things. He told me that Paris had nothing to do whatsoever with Oslo, and later on I proved that. And then we get into the Paris-Vatican connection. He brought the Vatican into Oslo. Maybe we'll talk about that. That's a big one. Oh, believe me, in the last 12 years, I have gathered information. I don't know. Believe me, there's got to be a God on this one. I don't know how I got all this information any other way. People just open their mouths to me in Israel. The Israeli people have nowhere else to turn. People who know something eventually end up at my doorstep. And I'll tell you why my doorstep's in Tulsa right now, not Israel. And it has a lot to do with this war and my health and a lot of other things. But let us go to Ron Pundak. I sat down with
him. How do you spell his name, Barry?
P-U-N-D-A-K.
P-U-N-D-A-K?
Right. Now,
his first name is what?
Ron.
Ron. R-O-N? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I sat with him in Tel Aviv, nice little coffee house, and he starts telling me many things, but one I didn't understand, and this is the one I stress. He says, his boss, by the way, very bad person named Yossi Beilin, all tied up with the Europeans and not the Council on Foreign Relations, and there is a difference, by the way. We could talk about that as well. But nonetheless, he says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. He says, borders cause wars. He says, we'll be much better off without borders. And I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean? You know, no borders, no Israel. And he is going on that Israel's going to have no borders. And I'm listening to this, all smiles and admiring him. I'm with my partner, Joel Bainum, and I got an eyewitness to this.
Yeah.
And he says to me, at the end of Oslo, Israel is not going to have borders. Either will any other state in the Middle East. We're all going to be one happy block.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. I hear the music again. We'll be back after these important messages with Barry Shamish, folks. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
To have some of the inside story of what's been going on in Israel, and because it affects all of us, especially here in the USA, and these wars going on over there at this time. So let's go right back to Barry Shamish. Barry, continue on, please.
Okay, before I get back to Ron Pundak, I'm going to give you a real good hint.
Okay.
In all of Israel, there is one and only one radio program that discusses the New World Order and the takeover. And that is the Tamar Yonah program on Israel National News. Just write one word, Israel National Radio. That's all you do, IsraelNationalRadio.com.
Uh-huh.
There's the Tamar's program. By the way, write her and say I gave her a plug if you want, but that's the only place you're going to find any news. At least in America, you have a vestige. And I do mean a vestige, by the way. It's our freedom, your show being a superb example. But nonetheless, your people really, really do not know why they're in the Middle East and why
they
they're in Iran. Not yet, Iran. Iran is coming up. Why they're in Iraq and Afghanistan, they don't. The people of America don't know why they're fighting. It's way worse than Vietnam, I think. Back. If you have a comment, I'd be delighted to hear it.
And what did you just say?
I think that Iraq right now is way worse than Vietnam. Have got a war being fought in Israel. That war was started by the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I want you to look at Ron Putak's statement. He negotiated a deal whose end result was supposed to be one block. Israel was going to disappear. Israel was going to be nothing. It was going to be the New Jersey Turnpike of the Middle Eastern bloc, where trucks from Egypt and Libya would pass through Israel on the way to Iran and Iraq. That's all Israel was about to turn into from Oslo. Now, I didn't understand this. Then I started reading this Shimon Peres. He wrote a thing called The New Middle East, where he lied and said he was an architect of Oslo, but that's not the point. Everything he says is the truth. He says hotels are better security than army bases, and that Israel will have no borders, that Israel's government will be part of a regional government. He writes he wrote the truth. The man did not lie for once in his life. The idea of Oslo was really to put an end to Israel. And I have been screaming this, screaming to the Jews, you better wake up, you don't know how I said, these people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. They're going to take your country and destroy it. That's part of their plan. They're going to meld you with a bunch of Arabs, and you're all going to be one big happy New World Order family. You're going to be like the EU. And by the way, my results with the Jews, zilch, bupkis, nothing.
Yes, well, that's
I'm so frustrated with this, by the way.
Yeah, that's kind of like it is here, telling the truth in America today. I've been at this 25 years, and finally, Barry, more and more people are beginning to wake up to the truth here in America. I hope that's going on in Israel today, too.
No way. Are you joking? The Jews are the dumbest people in the whole wide world. I've never seen anything like this. You can't wake them up with a crowbar. Look, you've been talking about people, Jews, who have been writing you and are worried that this is going to happen, that Israel's being bombed on purpose. Yeah. Please send them to me. I feel lonely. I feel very lonely.
I know what you mean, but it's very strange. Our Jewish brothers and sisters in the military that contact us are scared to death to be revealed. Boy, they're just scared. They say this power of this government, this evil government, is so powerful they're afraid they're going to get assassinated or something. They're scared to death. They use names that are not their names when they contact us and everything. And for some reason, they're really afraid. And I think probably, Barry, you know what they're talking about because they've attempted to kill you several times, have they not?
Since February of this year, I've had a series of incidents that I've had a stroke, which I didn't deserve, but that may be real. I don't know. But the car accident, can you imagine the police are not letting my insurance company or my lawyer or my ex-wife see the car? I left the country. I didn't even see my own car. They're covering it up. One way or another, they're covering something up. I don't know what it is, but I was hit on purpose to kill me, and it should have worked. I died in hospital three times. They had to reinflate my lungs to keep me alive. And I was lying in the hospital. I said, I'm getting out of this country. I said, this time around, I'm just going to let this government go away, let these people go away. I've lost too many friends in that country, and I don't want to be the next one. I believe that somebody decided to get rid of me. You should see the court cases, the hokey court cases that I have to fight for nothing, to waste my time. It's slow torture. The email sites, I got a site that says I'm a neo-Nazi. Go into it. They put it up that I'm a neo-Nazi. They've done everything to destroy me. Everything in the last 5 months.
Yeah, when they can't dispute the evidence you're giving out, they start calling you names. I know how that is.
and Leo Nassi Mima. You know, a third of my family died at the hands of the Nazis. I'm the last person who's a Neo anything to do with Nazi. But apparently it works. You know, it's that simple. And, I'm positive if I went back to Israel, something awful would happen to me. I'm sitting here in the middle of Central United States, waiting for work. I mean, really, you got to invite me to lecture, folks, or I go back there and they're going to kill me.
Oh, yes. Well, they have such power here in the U.S., too. You be cautious. And I'll ask our listeners to pray for you, Barry, because, boy, they can get you here, too. And so we just need to pray for you and tell you be very, very careful here in the USA, too.
I know that. But you know what? Every pastor who's invited me to speak, brave people like Dave Matthews in Mississippi and Don Wiedemann in Colorado, they've all been extremely, extremely grateful for the information I've given. Now, I've just started, by the way, with this CPR. My book, Save Israel, by the way, is 400 pages of the CFR arranging Oslo. Even the little people organizing this war that you see today, people like Zinni and Mitchell and Baker, people who really you never heard of. I mean, who's heard of George Mitchell? Nonetheless, they're all CFR. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations has a grand total of 4,200 members. When the Oslo just began, they had a grand total of 3,800 members. And they're all on Oslo? Every single one of them?
Yeah.
Now, I can go on your CFR with my newest book, and I will send it to you. It's called Shabbat Speed, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. Israel is not run by Jews. And this is a claim that seems so fantastic, but it's true. It's run by what were once Jews, the Sabbateans. There are people who believe we had a Messiah. His name was Shabtai Tzvi. He declared he was the Messiah of the Jews on June 18th of 1666. And I guess he knew how to do it numerically.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, the Turks got really tired of the guy. He made his declaration in Gaza, and honest to goodness, the removal of the Jews from the Gaza was certainly to help this war, but I think it was really, really a lot to do with Shabtai Tzvi as well.
Now,
this is no easy story. It's a real tough story, but you're just going to have to trust me until you get the book.
Okay.
Shabtai Tzvi in the 17th century attracted more than half the Jews of the world to his, I hate to use the word mission because it's so wrong, but I guess it was. From Iran to Mexico, they believed he was the Messiah. And by the way, back then, only the Vatican could have spread the word so quickly. But I have no proper proof. One thing that I do have proper proof of, and it didn't come from me, it came from marvelous Jewish writers, and I'll explain them shortly. Nonetheless, they all say the same thing. Shabtai Tzvi's theology was debauchery. In other words, the opposite of the Torah was true. Do not kill, it became do kill. Do not adulter, boy, did not become adulter. And this was Shabtai Tzvi. It was anti-Torah. Now, the Turks got really sick of him, and the Sultan of Turkey forced him under great pressure to convert to Islam. And most of the Jews abandoned him, but not all. There was a cult in Turkey called the Donmen. And they decided that Shabtai Tzvi had a secret message to convert to other religions, but of course remaining Sabbatean. What had to be done. You became Catholic or you became Muslim, but you worked from within these religions to upend the world. Now we go
infiltrators. Infiltrators, huh? Yeah.
Oh, total. By the way, we will talk about the CFR and the number of Sabbateans. Remind me about that, but I have to do one more meeting first. And that meeting was held in Frankfurt, Germany in 1785 Frankfurt, Germany has got to be known as the world's capital of conspiracy. At that meeting were three residents of Frankfurt. It was held at the home of Mayor Ansel Rothschild. He was then just an average moneylender. He had not taken off, but he got together people he felt could help him control the world's money. They were Adam Weishaupt, Jesuit founder of the Illuminati, and Jacob Frank, Europe's leader of the Sabbateans. And according to the Sabbateans, he was the second Messiah. That is why the Europeans called the Sabbateans the Frankists. You could call them Frankists, you could call them Sabbateans. This movement got under the wings of Mayor Ansel Rothschild, and it took off big time after this. The Illuminati was discovered.
Yeah, Barry, I want to study this. Could you spell that Sabbatean for us?
You know what? It's spelled a million different ways, but the way I spelled it is S-A-B-B-A-T-E-A-N, Sabbatean. But
okay.
By the way, you'll find it spelled Shabtaim and Sabbatean and Shabbatam. His name was Shabtai Tzvi, S-H-A-B-T-A-I-T-Z-V-I. Look up Shabtai Tzvi, and you'll find enough information.
Okay, spell that once again.
Shabtai, S-H-A-B-T-A-I, Tzvi is T-Z-V-I.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Now, my pleasure. Now, when you look this up, you'll find out, and by the way, the process was long and hard. It went through British Freemasonry chapters all over the world when the Illuminati got discovered in the late 18th century. They switched tenants and they entered British Freemasonry, and London became their second home. And this Germany to London business created communism, it created Marx, it created Engels, it created Reform Judaism and Conservative Judaism. It was an awful, awful thing. But the world became known by the three Sabbatean nations, Turkey, Germany, and Britain. These became the powers in the world. Until the First World War, when the Zionists, by the way, the labor Zionists, the bad guy Zionists. I remind you, there was a very good Zionist movement that has been destroyed in Israel. But the bad guy Zionists wiped out Germany and wiped out Turkey. And I can go through that as well, by the way.
Are these the atheist Zionists?
Yes, of course.
Okay, the atheist Zionists. Yes,
well,
I know
they're
Zionists.
They believe in what they believe. It just doesn't happen to be anything that you would call divine religion. I mean, it's
yeah.
More satanic than anything else.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, that was the atheist branch of the Zionism. Yeah,
they're the ones that the CFR have promoted. The CFR's goal was to get rid of Menachem Begin, to get rid of the Chirut Party, and they used Sharon to do that. And I have been screaming that. I found out the whole function of Ariel Sharon about 10 years ago. And I found out from tremendous people, including Begin's son. And by the way, he's out of politics, and he lost his own son in a deliberate plane crash. It's horribly tragic. Someone who tried to tell Israel that Sharon is not who he claims he is. He is what you would call a left winger. He always was. He was raised on a left wing Moshav Kfar Malau. His best friend is Shimon Peres, who killed him, by the way. I want you to remind me of that. And
yeah.
I will go in. That's when my trouble started, when I started reminding people that Sharon had tea with Peres in the Knesset, and then felt awful, then had a stroke, and then was brought to Hadassah Hospital by Yoram Rubin, the bodyguard who killed Rabin, that the same people who killed Rabin killed Sharon. They were Ehud Olmert, and they were Shimon Peres. And I can go into much greater detail if you would like.
That's wherever you want to go, Barry. I just want to learn more about what you know. So you take us where you feel we need to know, and I want to get in the second hour, in a little while, into the wars and what's going on with these wars and
this
why
war's
we need
different.
To go. You know, so you just take us where you want to go because you know better than I.
Well, I'll send you the books. I'll send you a couple of the best. If you like them, I'll send you more. But the point of the matter is this is the only war Israel's supposed to lose. Okay?
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the other wars...
This war now, this war, though, this war is not against Hezbollah and Hamas. It's really against Iran and Syria, is it not?
Primarily Iran. Look, Hamas and Hezbollah are utter Nazis. Let's not fool around. The Israeli soldier is fighting because he's terrified of what these people do to his mother, his sister, his aunt. In order to fight a war with your heart and soul in it, you have to create an enemy. And, you know, congratulations, CFR and Vatican, by the way, will do the Rome meeting of Condoleezza Rice as well, if you would like. This is the whole New World Order. This is the Anglo-Saxon branch, whose diplomatic headquarters are the Royal Institute in London and the Council of Foreign Relations in Manhattan, but it is also the Vatican. And by the way, this Vatican business, do not underestimate it. These people all agree there has to be a one-world government.
That's right. That's right, brother. I want to get into that. So I hear the music back there, I think. Yeah, the music's coming up. So, Barry, we'll be back in just a couple minutes with you. Hang on there, folks. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Remind you folks this old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, wants to remind you that all of this has to do with our law enforcement and our military here, because if these wars expand, they will expand into America, they will expand into Israel, and there's going to be much death in America and in Israel and around the world. So that's why we're so very much interested in what our dear brother here has to say. Barry, please continue on.
Okay, now, I think this is the right thing to do. I have been invited by the Texas Truth Seekers, and nothing is confirmed. I spoke to them last week. I want to meet you in Dallas and Austin. If you happen to be from Dallas and Austin, I'm going to give you the number of Randall. Now, the reason I'm giving this number is because it came from one of your people, the Republican. It came from Greg. I was on his show about a month ago.
I see. Uh-huh.
Now, you're a nice woman announcer. I don't know if you would call her announcer, as hostess. Kelly is trying to get him right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take the big risk. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I don't know when. If you want to phone Randall, his number is 512-577-5394. Our second number is 505-645-9857. And the first number again, 512-577-5394. I would love to meet you, and I'm not that far from Texas, and I would love to meet the people from Republican, from your broadcasting network.
I see, Republic Broadcasting Network here.
Yeah. I would love to meet them, finally. I've been on enough shows.
Well,
and
it's a
you
good
people
possibility.
Are one of the few.
Yeah, Barry, it's a good possibility if you're speaking in Texas. What part of Texas are you going to be in?
Dallas and Austin.
Yes, yes, you probably will meet some of the people. I would... If I could get down there, I would, but I'm sure some of the people at Republic Broadcasting Network would like to come down and meet you themselves.
I think Alex Jones, he tried to contact me anyways, and when I'm in Austin, with a little luck, maybe I'll finally meet him.
Okay.
Now, the fact remains that I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Now, the voice you hear is not my real voice. That's the voice of a stroke talking.
Oh, you had a stroke, did you?
Oh, I sure did in February.
Uh-huh.
And again, as I tell everyone, for a lot of my life I smoked and drank and did all the bad things to give me a stroke, which I've stopped, by the way. I've now stopped smoking and stopped drinking. But nonetheless, I was too young for it. And there were so many suspicious things going on in my life in Israel, and one of them is a stroke and a car crash that both of them could have killed me off.
Well, as you know, Barry, our intelligence community knows how to give people heart attacks and strokes, so it's a possibility that could have been the case.
Well, I'm going to give you one horrible example of someone they did it to. It was Wayne Owens, congressman from Utah. That's in my new book as well, Type 3, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. And that was Shimon Peres' gang. I was in Salt Lake City 2 weeks ago, and I gave a very, very strong lecture to 100 people at a community college on how Wayne Owens' body was found in Tel Aviv on the beach opposite the Tel Aviv Hilton Hotel, and how and the kinds of financial crimes that Wayne Owens got involved with Shimon Peres. But I'm going to give you two of the worst names of all in America. And please, you are a policeman. I am going to beg you on this. Read, when the book arrives, read chapter 3, The Cabal That Killed the Congressman, and
okay.
Arrest.
Barry, we're up on a break. Hold on to that. That's very important information. Just hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.